Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Little 330 Pearl Jam. Can't sing this one like Creed, though.
No.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks, honorary member of the Afternoon Show, is
Thank
here.
You. Yeah, we do claim you, by the way.
Yeah, we claim
I know
it.
You do these little hits on these other shows, but...
Well, you're the only one that has me in studio, so...
There we go.
Wow. Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. You can get your holiday shopping going now, marks-jewelers.com. Who is the better Elliot?
I was going to say, you're also the only one that tweets polls about me. So
yes.
I guess it's a give and a take.
All right. So here is the question, Ike. Who is the better Elliot? Jake Elliott or Elliot Shore Parks? What do you think the voters have said?
Jake Elliott.
After Jake, now I want to just give you context.
Yes.
Jake Elliott did almost cost him the game last night, missed two field goals, missed an extra point.
Left seven points on the board.
Are you still going to go with Jake?
I'm going with Jake.
A little more context. I won the media field goal competition twice.
Oh, does that change you at all?
So I know it's hard to kick.
Yeah.
I know it's
footage of it.
Well, there is a picture of me holding a check from what I'm holding, but I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. So what do you think the percentage is at?
I'll go with 70%.
You're being kind.
Yeah, 89%.
Yeah. All right. Damn. I was 90 last time I looked. So.
89. Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah. Did any of you guys vote for me?
No, I did not.
This is after bad Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
Look, he is a Super Bowl champion.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, you covered that game, though.
Neil, I did cover that game. That's true.
Neil in the Northeast. Neil, you're on WIP.
Yeah. Victory! Wait, the defense has really come into its own, and Barkley's been spectacular. Mm. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So, weren't you going to sing Fly Eagles Fly for us? Isn't that the rumor?
What? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could, you know. I'll do it like Lodo, but, you know, like at the end of my call, I'll do Fly Eagles Fly.
Oh. All right.
I wanted to ask Mr. Fritz.
Yeah.
With Painter and the Arizona Fall League.
Oh, finally. Go. This is a good thing to bring up the after Eagles, man. Yeah.
And the outfielders with Crawford. Do you think the Phillies are going to make some moves to improve?
Yes. We're going to get Crochet, okay. We're going to get Alex Bregman, we're going to get a left fielder.
Yeah. And we're going to move Bryce Harper to right field and sign Christian Walker.
This is good. This is good.
All right. Now Fly Eagles Fly?
Okay, yeah. Spike, one last thing. When do you think they're 2-9 now?
Yep.
When
they
think the Sixers will, with Embiid back and George and McClain, will get over 500?
Me or Jack could take this one if you wanted.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Over 500, what is it, November 14th, November 15th, they'll be over 500 by the end of the year.
Okay.
All right, now sing Fly Eagles Fly.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Yes.
Fight, Eagles, fight.
Yes.
Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high.
Yes.
And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. EAGLES, Eagles.
Hit 'em high. Hit 'em low.
That was awesome.
That was
really good.
Good.
Now, speaking of singing. There was some singing on the midday show today.
Oh, I did hear this.
Another bit.
So I did not
I was going to ask,
this.
Why do you think
oh, you
they're
didn't
singing?
Hear that?
No, I did
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah. I meant to text y'all about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I heard it.
So,
yeah.
I actually think the midday show is adorable because...
oh, I don't know if I want to be on for this segment.
No, I think...
I like our little brothers.
Yeah. That's why I look at them. I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, like our little brothers. They want to be like big bros.
Yeah, we're singing, they're singing. It's adorable. So
they're Redding fighting Phils, yeah?
Yes. So here... now, what did Gilly... What was the context of this,
so this show? Is how they open the show. They start playing Eastbound and Down, I guess, after the Eagles win on the road trip to New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So Joe Giglio. Now, did Hugh sing?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, they all sang.
Oh, wait.
Together.
Where'd they get that idea from?
Oh, yeah. Neat
they were
idea.
Really singing, too.
Yeah. All right. Here's Giglio.
Hey! He's bound and down. Look at him looking up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
Your voice
and it's sure time to get there.
Holy hell. You could hear the one note in there that didn't go well for Giglio.
Yeah, I actually thought that was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
it
thought
was
it was
fine.
Gonna be
fun sounding.
Come on, man. He's got no tone. He's like buzzworthy.
Hugh bailed out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hugh doesn't want to do it. Now, when does Hugh have to shave his beard?
I think it's the end of the year.
Oh, if they give up a less than 17 points, okay, average.
And what's it at now? It's still over 17.
It's like
right?
17.5, 17. I think.
Yeah, that's just.
He was happy Zach Ertz got that last touchdown.
Yes. Right.
And the two.
That helped. That
was right, and the two.
So was I.
Did you end up plus or minus?
Minus.
Oh, okay.
Minus. Right.
Definitely minus. Don't even ask me.
Yeah. You guys were planning on taking FanDuel down last night.
No.
They were counting. They're already retiring.
Never seems to go that way.
It was only going to go one of two ways. And it didn't go the way that I could. I wanted it to go.
It's shocking. So then,
too much defense.
Stupid freaking tush push.
Too much D.
Wow.
Well, the tush push is amazing because Jack just keeps every week making pretend that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't get why.
Yeah, it's going to happen every week.
Yeah, it's.
Happening. I'm not going to bet on the Eagles next week.
So speaking of embarrassing moments on other shows. There was one this morning on the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently it was a very bad Eagles chant.
Oh, I didn't hear
So it. Let's hear that.
In honor of the 8-2 Eagles.
Okay. All right.
8-2 Eagles. Right. Here we go.
Ready?
E!
A!
G!
L!
E!
S!
Eagles! 8-2 Eagles! Super Bowl bound! Well, maybe.
Ooh, boy.
What's happening there?
That was a rough L for Devin.
Yeah.
Was that an L for Devin?
L.
But
it was an L for all of them, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a call and response. Have they never heard an Eagles cheer before?
Do you think they tried to coordinate that, or were they like on the fly, like we'll just alternate?
That feels like an on the fly
screw. It felt like on the fly, yes.
Yeah.
Please,
right.
I hope it was on the fly.
Yeah. There it is. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me hear that again. Yeah.
Does that one take over for Giglio's?
Oh, man.
She's
like the female version of it.
Do it again.
Now let's hear the Giglio's.
L.
There we go.
They can still go with Giglio.
Well, Devin also had, I think, this E earlier in the day, too.
E!
Whoa!
Hold on.
Is that the news?
No, that's
Devin
from
Katie?
That's from a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, what we need is we got to get the A and the G from her and the S, and then we can have our own.
We got to do it where, like, she doesn't know this is happening.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go along with this.
Come on, Scoops.
After we get done with it today. Oh, my God.
Hi, this is the news.
God bless her.
Yeah. Poor Devin.
Yeah.
Scoops.
Scoops.
Elliot.
What do you think would have to happen? So toward the end of the year last year, we were talking about Saquon MVP.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Toward the end of the year last year, there was some energy toward a Christian McCaffrey MVP. And especially when Jalen fell off and then Dak sort of fell off and then Brock Purdy lost that game to Lamar.
Yep.
And it sort of felt like if Lamar... It was possible. There was a moment where it was possible.
Because Lamar's stats weren't that impressive. Like, he's having a much better year this year than he did last year.
So we have Lamar is the favorite. Josh Allen is third. I think Jalen's
Mahomes
fourth.
Is second.
Mahomes is third, I think.
Mahomes is third.
Mahomes is third. But there are, so currently, Kirk Cousins has shorter odds to win the MVP.
Which is crazy.
Sam Darnold has shorter odds to win the MVP.
It's even more crazy.
Yeah.
What, I just wonder what has to happen for... So, I think they need the one seed.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I
think you got to start there.
If he plays at this level the rest of the season, you know, a touchdown every game, some of them with two, like big players.
This is just awful.
Sorry, that was an inadvertent drop.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You were making a great point.
Thanks, yeah, I thought I was really getting ready to cook here. I think if they get the one seed, then I think you'll really see it start to be talked about.
We need a couple of bad Lamar games.
Yep, you do. You're gonna need them
to
come down.
The Eagles are going to get one shot to have it happen,
too. Get one head-up shot. Yep. So
if he outplays him in that game.
Exactly. And going up against his defense.
Yeah.
It's possible. He's going to need a lot of help. The quarterbacks have to fall off a little bit. And we need to stop using the tush push at the 1 yard line on first down.
Yeah, we're going
to
need some touchdowns.
Why can't we just wait till third down?
So, but do you think with that, though, like if you're voting for MVP, shouldn't you be aware enough of why his touchdown total is low? I get what you're saying. If he had 20 touchdowns and not 14, like, yes, that looks more impressive on paper.
Right.
But if you have an MVP vote, so in theory, you follow the league at a relatively close level, I would think you would be intelligent enough to look and go, yes, he doesn't have as many touchdowns, but we all know why.
Right.
Like, so maybe it won't be as big of a deal as we think.
Well,
the touch push isn't a secret. I mean,
I think you're overestimating how much everybody thinks about their
vote. Well, that's the unfortunate part.
They just look and see the stats at the end, and they have some awareness of context. But if it's really just going to be about all these other things. The Eagles need the one seed. They got to beat Baltimore. In that game, maybe they pick off Lamar twice. And because what's got to happen is there's got to be one moment where it turns.
Yep.
And that game could be a moment where it turns.
Well, I also think what's happening with Jalen this year is if he keeps having the year he's having, I wonder how much he's going to shift the conversations about running backs. Like McCaffrey did it for sure. But now that Saquon's doing it, I wonder if another running back will get paid a lot of money.
The three best running backs in football are Mixon, Henry, and Saquon.
And they all left their teams.
Yeah, like the idea of not paying a running back or like the idea that they can't be MVPs, I could picture, to your point, that gaining some momentum. Like it becomes a talking point. Like it's smart to pay them. Look how what an impact they have. They beat Baltimore. And then all of a sudden it's, well, why can't a running back be MVP? Like it has to be a narrative thing.
Sure. Yeah. And one winning one could change it. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Come on, Spike, with the.
Your stuff on the internet lately not making me all that happy. But go ahead.
Here's the problem, bro. It ain't me. You responding to people responding to me. I'm saying one thing. Somebody will say something, and you blame me. What the fuck? What they say?
Whoa!
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not me.
Sure.
You know, I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Sure.
I ain't saying nothing.
Hashtag Team Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. We're bigger Justin fans than we are OG fans.
I'm throwing my truth out.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
See, here's what y'all got to understand.
Can you just talk about
y'all running the
knowledge without college,
campaign,
yeah.
Right?
What's that?
Y'all running the campaign and y'all running a good narrative campaign. I got to admit that.
No, we're not.
I have to be the one to come and back Jalen up because there's not many people out here doing it. So I'm the voice of the Jalen Hurts crew. Y'all are the voice of the bashing of Jalen
no,
Hurts.
No, no.
It's
not true. It's not true. Can you just make your point?
You just swing and just, don't get swung back on. So anyway, let me make my point.
Okay.
And this is what people don't realize. Everybody, the last two games, y'all say Jalen didn't look good, right? Okay. Right. I give you that one. You know why? You know that the familiarity of the offense was with Dallas. Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy. This is what y'all looking at. You're looking at Brian Johnson feeding Washington information on him. That's called a book. So when things aren't there, Jalen, and you're in his windows where they're expected to be at. Nobody said nothing about this today. How about the the tush push on the 20-yard line? I bet people appreciated that then because we could not give that ball back to Washington.
Yeah, but
last
Bogey, night. Here's where I disagree with you because I think your point about Brian Johnson's a fair one, right? Like that certainly had an impact. But there were throws last night that were there to be made that were open, right? So it wasn't like there was nothing there because they know what to run and like there were plays there to be made he did not make.
Well, you don't be on the show that much when I'm on.
So but I listen to all your calls. Come on, man. Yeah. Odyssey app.
But let me land my plane. That's not what I'm talking about. I wasn't impressed with Jalen's performance last night.
Right,
so
we agree.
I would say that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is this here is I had two drop passes out of 10. He had 10 incompletions. You got two drops. Then you got the 8. That four of them is on him. How about the 3rd and 22? The one that he ran a flea flicker or whatever that was. That's a part of that. The Mekhi Becton hold that turned that. So y'all have to put all of this into the equation.
Yep, we do.
So I don't think he played bad. I don't think he played good.
What letter grade would you give him for last night?
A C-.
That's what
okay,
I gave him.
That's good.
Wow.
Okay, that's
good.
They just say he played bad.
That's fair.
Welcome to the narrative.
No turnovers. You know, here's what the thing is. Saquon Barkley, I love him to death. Saquon Barkley gets to tap out when he gets tired. Jalen got dinged up. I'm sure he was concussed. All right? He
got hurt on
certain plays. No one, y'all don't take none of that into account. Oh, get up, Jalen, and you just weak exceeding.
So he was concussed. So the NFL, which had maybe the biggest sports lawsuit of all time, the biggest controversy and of all time about concussions that has had. There's one guy on the Bears who's been in concussion protocol for 6 weeks.
Wow!
And he goes into the tent, the quarterback, the most visible guy. He
prime
goes
time
into the
game
tent,
too.
Prime time game, gets checked for a concussion. They clear him, but you suggest he still had one anyway.
Okay, this is my opinion. That's all. I'm sure, you know, ain't nobody going to jail over.
Do you think he should have came out of the game?
No.
Okay.
No, I think if he was okay, he'd continue to play.
Okay.
But I'm saying is that y'all have to take stuff into account and put things in proper perspective. You know what I'm saying? I understand y'all want to see Jalen fail and all this stuff. Jalen,
here we
still,
go.
All the stuff he went
so
through,
dumb.
He still outperformed the guy that y'all said was rookie of the year, head and shoulders better than Jalen.
Yeah.
He didn't look better than Jalen last night.
He did.
Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, OG. I want you to quit saying y'all. I want you to name specifically who you're speaking to.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I say y'all, Ike,
yeah,
that means Ike Reese.
Well, no, you can't possibly be talking about me. I defend the guy on this damn show all the time.
No, Ike, you do it sometimes. You do it like a
how I do it, OG? I don't do it blindly. I do it when it's necessary. I defend him when I feel like he's being overly criticized. There are times when he should be criticized.
Absolutely.
Okay,
there were some things you dropped on the pregame
show.
Uh-huh.
Talk to me.
You know, and you put some stuff out there that was a little, you know. You know what I'm saying? But, you got a different relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I'm trying to work on these young puppies here. You know what I'm saying? I got to get Spike in order. I got.
Are you trying to say there's something I put out on the pregame show that wasn't accurate? Is that what you're saying?
No, he thinks that what you should do is because he thinks. See, the thing that is frustrating about this, let's take me out of it, take Jack out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to talk about Ike and OG.
Yeah.
So Ike calls it pretty much down the middle.
Yeah.
So when he plays bad, he says he plays bad. When he plays good, he says he plays good. So, but every time there's any criticism, you think that that shouldn't be done. But like Ike's job, if Ike's the football guy on the show, his credibility is dependent on his analysis of the game. So if he thinks he's not playing well, he shouldn't just not say that because he's supposed to be on some team. This is not about, we all want the Eagles to win.
Right.
I can get, and I'm not going to speak for Jack on this one, but I'll speak for me. I would rather Jalen Hurts complete every pass he throw for 4 touchdowns a week, win MVP and win the Super Bowl, than be right about him. I would much rather that happen. We're all Eagles fans. We all want that to happen. But yeah. In Ike specifically, he's just saying, so are you saying that he shouldn't say what he sees simply to make sure that there's some sort of like
to make
balance?
People feel like I like him or something? Like, Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm glad y'all allowed me to be a part of this conversation. But Spike, everything you just said, I never said that that's what I want out of Ike. I'm a real truthful dude. If you got something negative to say about Jalen, the only thing I ever said was make sure it's warranted.
But that's what he's doing.
That's what I'm doing. From my perspective, I'm giving you my opinion, and I feel it's warranted. I don't think I unjustifiably criticize Jalen. I don't think I overly criticize Jalen. If anything, I overly defend him. Like, if anything, like I do with most of the stars in this town. Right? Like, we know that. I got a track record. I'm here. So
Bryce, Joel.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. On and on and on and on and on. Right, OG?
Yep.
Okay.
And Ike. Because you're giving your opinion, right?
Yeah.
It makes it your opinion. Don't make it right, and it don't make it wrong.
Oh, no, I agree. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with that.
And as OG, I can disagree with some of your opinions. Some of.
I love it.
I'm saying.
Listen. Yes. Listen, you and I have been disagreeing for years. So it don't stop us from having the conversation. I'm just saying I'm not coming from a place where I don't think any of us are. I don't even want to separate myself. I don't think we here are coming from a place where somehow we're biased or we wish an ill will on Jalen or we don't want him to succeed. Like that, I don't understand how that benefits anybody.
Well, it don't benefit you, but just called it's called human nature, right?
You mean the will to want to be right?
Yes. You
okay.
Know what I'm saying? So my opinion is Jalen is better than what y'all project him to be.
Top 10.
Yep, that's it. That's my opinion.
Well,
your opinion is that he's number one.
Well, yeah, you had the opinion that he's number one.
And then you had Jared Goff ranked ahead of him once.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I'll go find it. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I might have put Jared Goff for 1 week, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, that's not no idea. That's 2 weeks ago, OG. All right.
I did say that my list was fluent. You know what I'm saying?
All right, get out of here.
Does Jared Goff play?
Did you say fluid or fluent?
He said fluent, but he meant fluid.
Okay. Yes. Get out of here.
Don't start it.
All right, get out of here. Oh, gee, Wade.
That was good stuff.
I got to have a therapy session with him.
Yeah.
Well, and just to be clear, I'm the only objective member here as a part of the media with the press pass.
Yeah.
I'm the only objective member.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. It's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. Coach of the year.
Well, we have 3 tough games in a row here. So we keep saying every week that this will be the game, but Rams, Ravens, Steelers is a gauntlet. You know?
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk obviously about this next week, but I think the Rams game is a underrated tough one.
We were saying that earlier.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk of like trap games this year. To me, this is the first true. They're riding high. Like,
yes.
I'm worried about this one. I think you just have to split the next two. If you beat the Rams, you can lose. It'll be an acceptable loss to Baltimore.
You think we're going to Los Angeles on national TV and losing?
I think there's a chance.
To the Rams?
Yeah. Not that the Rams aren't better by any stretch, but I think there is a trap
against
game
this
element.
Defense?
Yeah. The defense isn't going to play like this every week.
Against this quarterback?
It is what it is. Like this same defense got lit up by Tampa. Like, there are going to be games where they don't play well. They are due for a clunker.
Yeah, I'm not totally out. I was riding the Rams for a little while, and they played horrible last week. I'm not out on them putting it together. And they're a professional.
And they're a desperate team. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think I'm going to pick the Eagles to win. I think it's a tougher game than it seems.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate
Thank you
coming
for having
in.
Me.
Now, we don't usually get to get Jaws. Oh,
I'm not ready to pump my win total up.
Oh, well.
12-5 might not have been good enough.
Are you going to 14?
They're going to need 13 to get the one seed.
Yeah.
They might need 14.
They might need, yeah. I mean, the Lions schedule is
I think they need
tough,
14
but...
to get it.
Yeah, that's what he's
saying. I think they need 14.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we got room for one more loss.
I agree. They got one more and they could get it. Two more, you would need Detroit. I mean, they have the Niners, the Vikings, the Packers.
Yeah.
They have one more tough one in there. I can't think of.
Well, yeah. And we have these three, and then we have Washington again.
Yeah.
And
Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh. Yeah. So I said these next three. And
okay.
Yeah. And then Washington.
Yeah,
but one member of the show had his team going 16-1. So.
Oh, yeah. And then you got yelled at by our program director.
I had to talk about my predictions.
Yeah.
You could end up being the closest one.
Yeah, how about that?
Per usual.
Yeah.
Yep. And I called this run.
All right. Well, we don't usually get to talk to Jaws right after a game. Usually we talk to Jaws before the game, but Jaws will join us next. We'll get his opinion on all this stuff. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and oh, by the way, before Elliot, Go Birds podcast comes
Thank
out
you.
Every single day.
Appreciate
Go
it.
Birds Daily. Subscribe in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Start
Appreciate
the day with a little Elliot.
It's the best way.
Yes.
But you guys don't understand
Elliot.
How small it is.
You know how many people come up to me and ask what size shoe I'm wearing now?
It's good.
Yeah. And I always tell them it's a different one every day.
All right. Jaws is next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.